Novel 2, page 101. A Matchbox Full of Scorpions. Gerald Durrell lived on the island of Corfu in Greece when he was a young boy. He liked to collect animals, but his family didn't always enjoy this. Read what happened when he brought home some scorpions one day.
I really wanted to study scorpions more closely, but my family had told me that I couldn't bring any of them inside the house. Then, one day, I found a fat female scorpion in the wall. At first, I thought she was wearing a kind of pale brown coat, but when I looked closer, I saw that she had lots of babies riding on her back. I fell in love with this scorpion family at once and decided to take them back home and up to my bedroom, where I could keep them and watch them grow bigger. With great care, I put mother and babies into a matchbox and then hurried into the villa. When I entered the house, lunch was ready, so I left my matchbox on the table in the front room and ate with the rest of the family. After the meal, I stayed in my chair. I gave Roger something to eat under the table and listened to the family arguing. I forgot all about my exciting new discovery. Larry finished his meal and went to the front room to get his cigarettes. He came back, sat down in his chair, put a cigarette in his mouth, and then opened the matchbox that he had brought with him. Now, I am sure that the female scorpion didn't want to hurt anyone. She was worried and angry at being shut up in a matchbox, and she jumped at the first chance of escape. She ran out of the box and up Larry's hand with her babies on her back, and then stopped, her tail dangerously high in the air, unsure of what to do next. Larry felt her running over his skin and looked down, and from that moment everything went crazy. He gave a cry of fear. Lugaretsa dropped a plate on the floor, and Roger came out from under the table, barking wildly. Then Larry threw the scorpion on the table. She landed between Margot and Leslie, and her babies fell off all over the place. Then she ran towards Leslie. Leslie jumped up from his chair and knocked her away with a napkin. Now she ran towards Margot, who screamed like a railway engine. Mother, who couldn't understand why everyone was shouting and jumping up and down, put on her glasses and looked at the table to see what was making them act so strangely. At that moment, Margot decided to throw a glass of water at the scorpion, but missed the animal and threw the water over Mother by mistake. Mother sat down in surprise and couldn't say anything for some time, and the scorpion hid under Leslie's plate, while her babies ran all over the table.
"It's that boy again," shouted Larry.
"Look out, they're coming," screamed Margot. "Quick, get a book and hit them," cried Leslie. "And be quiet, Roger."
"What's the matter with you all?" asked Mother, when she could speak again.
"It's Jerry. He'll kill us. Scorpions all over the table."
"But how did they get there?"
"In the matchbox."
In the end, all the baby scorpions hid under plates, knives, forks, and spoons, and things became calmer. The rest of the family went into the front room while I picked up all the babies with a teaspoon and put them on their mother's back. Then I put her on a plate and took her out into the garden and left her on the wall where she'd come from in the first place.